Now then.
All right, we'll call this joint meeting of the Sheffield Wheelock Select Boards together at 6:35 p.m. on Wednesday, April 1st, 2026. So I think we have two things. Is that the agenda there?
So obviously we're here because of the...
Sorry, the personnel complaint. Yeah, I guess we're fine.
The Wheelock Select Board received a complaint regarding Jim at the transfer station's conduct with the fire extinguisher inspector. That's who Ryan is. And I personally don't know if anything has been sent to Jim, but Ryan wrote the complaint, and so we're here to discuss it and then make steps to move forward.
I did talk to Jim that afternoon.
Okay.
After. And when I went down there and walked in, like we always do, he just had a grumpy look on his face. And I said, "Are you always this grumpy?" And he looked at me and he kind of laughed. He says, "I'm the grump at the dump." So, no, I'm just, this is what he told me. And then he says, I said, "What happened?" And he said, "What's this about?" And I said, and I pointed at the fire extinguisher. He said, "Oh, that guy." I kind of figured he'd make a complaint. So, that's about as far as we went with it.
So he didn't provide any sign of his story?
He just said that, he didn't really say anything. He just said that the guy came and parked in the way. Obviously, he wouldn't say that, like it says stated here, but I knew he probably did. And, he just said that he had taken the fire extinguisher and used it for something at some point. So he had taken it and charged it somewhere and had a new tag on it. And I don't know if that's how they got into the argument about the tags, but I'm not sure about what that actually was. But they were both kind of going back and forth about the fire extinguisher and the tags on the fire extinguisher.
So my thought would be is it sounds like he had to use the fire extinguisher for a fire?
He didn't say. He just said he used it as something.
Then my concern would be is nobody knew there was a fire at the transfer station.
No.
Right.
That's true.
There should be an invoice somewhere where he had a charge.
And I was going to say, and I never received an invoice for charging the fire extinguisher.
So that's what he told me.
Okay.
Probably should notify something like that happened. That's kind of a serious thing.
And I didn't really catch and say anything about that.
Right.
I just was kind of digging for stuff.
Sure.
At that point.
Sure.
So.
I think the other thing that, and I was there just hearing from people that were at the clerk's office, this guy, from other descriptions of how he came to the office, he was like visibly upset. Maybe.
I was there.
We were both there when he came in. He was just doing his job, and then
he came to the town office because he had to check the fire extinguisher.
Oh, okay, so he wouldn't like.
No.
He wasn't. He asked who we were.
Yeah.
He said, "Are you on the select board?"
Yeah.
And then he said, somehow the conversation got him to the point of I should write a complaint.
Well, he asked Ann. Or Ann asked him, I should say, let's back up. Ann asked him if he wanted to file a complaint. They got our standard complaint form, and he said, "Well, I'll just take it and I'll email you my complaint." And he did say this last paragraph that we have there on the complaint, he told Ann and I that.
So it must have come up in conversation if you got to the point of saying you could file a complaint.
Yes. He told us that he had.
He wasn't,
he just said,
he wasn't happy.
Right.
Not happy that had happened. Him conducting his business and running into that.
Well, obviously, the concern is that you guys get your fire extinguisher service to the room, but transfer station does, as do we.
Well, Ryan does all of us.
So basically, if he doesn't want to do us, then we're kind of screwed.
Right.
We'd have to find a new vendor.
And it is a pattern in the sense, I know that to look at least like official complaints, there's the Northeast Kingdom Waste District. I know they've sent us complaints. And previously, you brought them up And it was like, we never got those, you know, and it's like, well, that's actually a thing that exists. Am I wrong about that?
I don't personally have anything filed that is from the waste district. Right. Now, okay. I know that Paul was here, I think, 2 years ago?
It was about.
Yeah.
It was like when I first, yes.
Yeah, so like 2 years ago, and just he talked more about improper
stuff
like
outside, ice got in it.
Well, like the compost having an issue because of the ice, and then things not being in the correct boxes.
Right.
But he didn't bring up any like
personal
violent tumultuous behavior or anything like that
So it could, and it could be just one of the things.
We did receive a complaint. It was in 2024. It was a written complaint. And it was about the service or lack thereof. And I got in touch with the person because I couldn't find it. I know I have it somewhere in my computer, but I couldn't find it. Mm-hmm. And so I got in touch with her. And she said, no, I don't want to bring that up again. That was so many years ago.
Well, I know we've had some of the previous ones we've discussed
I don't
as
go
well.
She said, I don't go there.
Right.
Oh, that's maybe what I'm thinking of, where there's certain people that work there but won't go there.
Right, there have been some I've seen in the past, and obviously, I think we all know that there's been maybe some personality conflicts between some folks that, you know, between Jim and people that use it,
right?
That, you know, lead some, there's some question as to the credibility necessarily.
That's why I'm bringing up
but
all
this,
we've talked about.
Yeah. To me, is something coming from a completely outside, disinterested third party,
right?
Where they were willing to obviously document to discuss it with both of you, and obviously
he didn't really discuss it that day. Ann just asked, "Do you want to fill out a complaint?" And he said, "Yes."
We have a standard complaint form. Right.
He just said, "How did that conversation start? Was it just like a nice day, isn't it?" And then
he just came in, checked the fire extinguisher, and then he asked Ann and I if we were members of the select board.
And then what?
And they wanted to talk to us about it. He told us basically this.
Oh,
this,
okay. Yep. So,
he was not
bringing it up because he felt like it was important to bring it
yes.
up.
Yes, that's what he brought it up for. Yep.
Has anybody ever talked to Jim about his unprofessional behavior?
I believe
he's been spoken to before.
Yeah, I don't think this comes as a surprise to anybody at this table.
He knows where he's at.
Well, I don't actually know that personally.
Well, we've been in a meeting with him saying, here is an accusation, and let's talk about it.
But I think now that we have a much more clear policy with expectations, it's a lot, it's easier to have a discussion because you can reference, although the old policy had all kinds of stuff about behavior in it, too.
But it's a little more clear in it. And then I think the more anecdotal piece or secondhand in the sense that somebody will have been to the dump and then call or stop by and say something to me about an experience there. There's like a couple different styles where they'll just come and say, I can't believe the town is doing this and this. And it's like, no, that's not actually what happened. And again, that's just the old telephone game or the whatever in some ways. But when it's over and over and over about running, you know, like I think if you go to work, and the policy says what it says, then you shouldn't be talking to customers while you're working and like running down somebody on the road crew, you know, like talking badly about them and saying things that are actually untrue or whatever. And it's again, that's like prove that they said that when and never. I'm just adding up the sort of
the totality.
People are afraid of retribution. Mm-hmm. They don't want to. People tell me things. I say, well, would you like to write a written complaint? No.
Right. It makes it hard to go forward. But I think now that we have a really clear-cut policy, we've got a fairly solid complaint here.
And I have received a couple complaints from people regarding, like, prior at our, not this year's town meeting, but last year's. It's on, you know, it's in the notes of people saying, we go there and either there's, you know, don't get along with somebody but also there's two people sitting there and one person is chit-chatting, the other person is playing on their phone every time.
See, that's changed. Because I tend to go...
Right, but I thought that, but then I'd heard a couple times. And again, it might be people just nitpicking and being a little extra.
It has changed in the last... Since that came up.
Because I've seen him in the tower, and we've talked about that at other meetings. I'm just saying that there was recently a couple other things. Just to throw whatever intel I might have. Mm-hmm. Not that doesn't necessarily guard this main part of the discussion. Just...
Right. Know,
but anyway, I don't know what, I guess the big thing is what, you know, it doesn't, does it outline our, I can't remember which version of the draft we used.
I know, we went through quite a few edits there, so.
Do you have the copyright there?
But. I have it right in everybody's personnel file.
Perfect.
Because they all had to sign it.
Right. So, and I think, especially now that we've had the signatures, we've had the new policy, we've had the new mm-hmm. position description, everything has been, mm-hmm. is rather clear cut. Which is why I think, while yes, we've had a lot of anecdotal and historical complaints or things that we've discussed, I think this one here is, at least under the new
This is our primary governance, thing to look at, yeah.
Right, that this here is one, and like I said, for me the big concern is, this is going to potentially affect each town as well as the transfer station in regards to the business that is being operated, servicing us. If we lose that, then A, we might have to find another vendor, which I don't think there are many of them around.
I will say that if it's a big issue, if Ryan says, like when I schedule, if he says I will not go to the transfer station, then I or somebody could always pick the fire extinguishers up, bring them here, have them inspected here, right. And then we could take them back. And he probably would do that because,
right.
You know.
That shouldn't have to be that.
Correct. But it shouldn't have to be that way. But if Ryan was adamant about not going there, we could figure out a way to get him done without him having to physically go to the premises.
This is about a really solid example of a prevailing sentiment or
prevailing actions.
Yeah.
But you know what I mean? If we don't want to label it as facts, this could be hearsay, it could be telephone game, whatever. But
this is
this. Right. When I was told about this incident, was I surprised?
No.
So anyhow, what are you?
So this is Jim's folder, and obviously the job description's in here and it's signed, so you guys can all take it. Do you want me to make copies?
No,
you can read it, or you just want to pass it around? So I mean, it does, we did leave in there about
the things
I think it's close, might be closer to,
I was just trying to remember because I know one draft had the whole HR layout, the first warning, this, that,
and then this part. So there's communicating with the public, and then B, and then C. So it's number 10 in the job description.
Yeah, number 10, must always be courteous and helpful. To include but are not limited to the following. Communicating with the public in an effective manner. Never disparage residents of Sheffield or Wheelock or their respective select boards to customers. Never yell or use rough language with anyone while attending the transfer station.
That shouldn't even have to be in writing. That should.
Yeah.
Should fall under courteous. I don't know. You know.
How about decent being?
Right.
I think where we get to those is how do we move forward with this? Because obviously, I think in the policy itself, there are obviously several steps in the disciplinary process. Because I think we can all probably agree, maybe we should take a vote, but that this is a founded complaint. This is not an unfounded just allegation.
Right.
You know, that I don't know if the next step is to draft a memo to file, to document, and
definitely
to put in the personnel file to show, hey, you know, X, Y, and Z are your commitments, or this is your position description, this is what you're expected to perform, and this is how you're expected to perform. With a policy or with a complaint like this, obviously it's a violation, and the documented violation needs to be put in the personnel file.
With a written warning, I'm guessing.
Right.
Is there a disciplinary
procedure? Well, that's what I was going to read and see if there was.
Right. Right.
It's not that.
That's a whole other policy.
This is the job description. Okay. It's the policy.
It's like their contract or what they agreed to.
Right. She's getting what
I the big ones.
Yeah. I knew there was a
Because we went off the basis of the Wheelock
Yes.
employee policy.
Because it was so well written.
Yeah. Yeah.
And a lot of pages. Right. So we knew it was covered.
Sorry. But it was very, that one covered everything that we were hoping to cover. And it works. Right. It covers potential situations, scenarios. I don't have a copy right in front of me, and I cannot recall right off the top of my head what
I want to see.
But I want to say there was a written, like a written
reprimand. It's like your classic stage of
We used to have a three-part thing.
Right.
And there was, if you did something wrong with the dealership, you got written up the first time, second time, third time, you're gone.
Yeah. Right.
So, and I think it's...
in some places it's like a suspension or a thing.
A bullet point thing, but...
And the reason for that stuff, it has to do also with like Department of Labor. If you just can somebody,
that's exactly what it's for. You don't have to pay them unemployment and all that sort of thing, which I can't imagine that, but I could be wrong.
But still, if somebody wanted to argue and it could draw, trouble and money and lawyering or whatever, then that's part of it. But also, severance and those.
Go and get a lawyer for 2 days a week, have at it.
And it isn't about the money, I would imagine if there was to be some kind of disagreement, it wouldn't have anything to do with the money. It'd have to do with
the principal.
Mm. Well, not just that, but just treating your community members with respect. I mean, if you want to disparage in your own house all day long, that's your choice.
But at work,
you six are his boss.
Right.
And you do not want to hear the things that he says about at least four of you. He doesn't probably know you too well enough to really talk a lot of smack.
I prefer not to.
The landfill down there. Myers comes to my house every week.
Yeah, and I would say.
I prefer not to hear the your line by line.
And that's the prevailing.
You expect some of that, but I mean, there's got to be a limit.
Business because of
all right, so one of the prohibited actions that's included in the personnel is the personnel.
The employee here, policy.
The policy, thank you. Conducting oneself in any manner that is offensive, abusive, or contrary to reasonable community standards and expectations of public employees, which I would say this falls under.
Right. Yes.
So the town will normally adhere to the following progressive disciplinary process, but reserves the right to bypass any or all steps of progressive discipline when it determines, in its sole discretion, that deviation from the process is warranted. 1. Verbal warning. 2. Written warning. 3. Suspension with or without pay, and 4. Termination.
Right.
So that is the process leading up to. So now I think it basically comes down to us to decide, do we follow straight through 1, 2, 3, 4? Do we feel we've done verbal warnings in the past with verbal counseling?
I personally think we're well past the verbal counseling.
Because I know for sure that Walt has had conversations in the past with him, particularly about smoking in the building.
Oh.
And so, I know that Walt had a conversation with him regarding professionalism and keeping the language clean.
So we've hit the verbal warning stage, so we're kind of at the point where it's at the very minimum, in my opinion, we're at the written warning stage, where a written counseling to go into the file for the potential next step of suspension and or termination.
Yeah, I mean, at least it's got to be something on file, and that's a big. This is also us working together in a way, not just about this particular incident or this particular person, but just putting this process into use.
Right.
Is I think.
And obviously, it says in there that you can skip lines if you want. I don't want anybody to feel pressured that if they think that it needs to be something more serious than a letter, considering all of the information we have that obviously isn't physically on the piece of paper, but we all talk, people come in here, everybody talks. And like Ann said, a lot of people do not want to write the complaint because they have to take their trash there. And a lot of people just don't, they'd rather spend money out of their pocket than to deal with him in that building. So
that's not right.
And that's, as a taxpayer, nobody should ever feel like they can't take their trash
right
to the dump.
Did you want?
No, you did a good job of reading it. Thank you.
You're welcome.
He's past the third grade.
Look at that policy binder. Oh my God. Isn't that the legal study?
He's got a copy of that, right, for himself?
Oh, yeah. Yes. Everything has been given to everybody.
He's got that, and he's going to get a copy of this letter you're going to write. Right?
Oh, yes.
So you're doing it right. I mean,
personally, I think we ought to go to number three, personally, after this. But I don't really know if it's going to do much. I really don't know.
So what are you thinking?
I think the suspension without pay for 2 days would... That's my guess.
Do we have anybody to take his place?
That's the problem.
You going to skip that?
So
that's what I would do.
Obviously, I don't know that Nancy would do it, but Nancy is a backup, and Andy, I'm not going to pronounce his name right. It's like B. Yes, he is also already on the payroll, so there's the potential that we could ask him if, like, Nancy, but Nancy's on the payroll because she fills in when Alexis is sick and that sort of thing. So there are a couple of backups. But it would have to be something that obviously got on Tootsuite because Saturday's rolling up here real quick.
Right.
So wait until Monday and talk to him.
And that can be your decision. We just, you know, when
it's up to you. I'm just throwing that out.
Brand new, so.
I'm just throwing that out here because for
got
something.
A copy of that policy. He's going to expect y'all to follow that policy. Right?
But it says we can skip items if we seem fit.
In every. Policy, now that he's read it, it brings back memories, but most every town has that written into our policy about personnel, is that it, depending on the violation, that's not really the word I'm looking for, but the say violation, you can always skip one, two.
And if you've already had verbal warnings.
You can skip
he's
a step.
He's had a lot of verbal warnings.
To match the match it.
I'm just curious about what's in the file. I don't need to know the details, but is there documentation of verbal warnings already made that are in his file?
And that's the bookkeeping part, because it's more informal, so, like, hey, listen.
I mean, if there's very little in the file,
then we may have to go back
we
to...
We might have to stick it.
Now, we do all know that, I mean, obviously, Eric's been on the board, and then Felicia and I've been here long enough to know that he's received several verbal warnings.
But here again, and the thing is we can skip whatever.
Because I will say, in the previous board, the chairman didn't document those things, so they're not physically in here.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
We have more of a documentation board now.
Right. I'm more than comfortable with written, and you'd have to convince me that we're ready for suspension.
I'm just throwing it out there for
but
talk.
It's good to talk about it.
Well, it needs to be discussed.
It's good to talk about it.
You know, it needs to be discussed, and that's what it...
And then I guess my only other question is, we're doing this in open session.
Right.
This is a personnel matter in open session, which I'm all for.
Which is totally fine. The
I'm
only things
open
that
session.
Usually really? Can be, can like, obviously... Anything that would be HIPAA, so if somebody got hurt and we had to discuss something medical, if we're discussing something that, like legal, that if we discussed it in an open meeting would give a defense, the actual information we are using as the plaintiff.
Attorney client privilege.
Right. But discussing this doesn't have to be in executive session because it's obviously a public complaint and you all are going to, and to be honest with you, with how many people have an issue, because it's a lot of people. I think people need to be able to hear the recording and see this in the minutes that it's being handled, because it has gone unnoticed, in my opinion, not as the town clerk, but as a resident of these two towns. It has gone by the wayside for a very long time.
Right. I'm glad. I like your explanation.
I think
and
that
it's,
people need to see
that
it's
reason.
Going to be handled.
Yep.
If they choose to write a complaint, a meeting will happen and it will be handled accordingly.
I'm not saying we should make an example of him, but we should make an example of him. There's just no need.
Right.
Well, I don't think it's accurate to call it a example in the sense that there's prior history and it's a sort of...
No, but this is what's going to happen if you don't.
Ah.
If you're not a decent human being and comply with your job description, which is right in it.
Right.
I feel like a lot of us at this table are very much like, you're an adult. You're supposed to be a responsible adult.
He's an old
This is not, and you're old school. It's not like he's 20-something and wasn't taught how to be respectful. Yeah, I don't know. I know where I'm going, but I'm not the one that makes the motion or makes the vote, so.
Yep.
So obviously we have a
someone wants to make a motion. I mean,
I'll make a motion that we write the written letter of Thank you. Stumble on the words here.
I'll second.
You think that's going to do what it needs to do?
Personally, no.
So we're just wasting our time just doing the...
No, I don't think...
No, I think what we're doing is we're laying a paper trail, like Mike was saying.
Yeah.
And that if he doesn't realize that we're laying a paper trail, even if the recording or somebody...
Yeah, realize,
he'll hear it.
Then... The very next step is
to go through suspension and termination potentially. Yep. So, mm-hmm. You know, and then this way, you know, we are, while yes, we have that leeway to
skip a step if we need it.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's probably the appropriate step just based on, I know there's the history part of it also, but we made a policy change and introduced these other aspects. So I think it's only reasonable to, you know, at least start with, it's not even step one, it's step two.
Right.
But I hate to play a heavier hand, but I mean, yes, they signed the thing, they have had conversations, but I'd like to see things not have to be a big deal where it's like,
right.
Yes.
I mean, like, it's the transfer station. Why is it such a big deal?
Well, and, but like you said, it's a big deal because they're a town employee doing.
No, I just meant like it's the transfer station. It should just open. People drop the trash off. Everybody.
Yeah. Why is it
be like
right.
this?
So I'd like
thing.
You know, I don't know. Maybe I'm just optimistic.
I think
again,
that you guys are all right in that having. So obviously we know that verbal warnings have been made, even though there's no memos in the file. This at least lays the groundwork because
he is
himself, and I guarantee you, it's not gonna last.
Good.
And this at least gets a document.
Well, let him make that choice.
So, right.
We've made it clear, more clear, what the protocol is. Not just that we said we had a protocol and wrote a paper that we had a protocol, that we're doing the protocol and the policy. And let him make the choice. Either he wants to behave in an appropriate manner for the setting or not.
Okay. So all in favor with drafting a written warning for a personnel file, please signify by saying aye.
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 Any
I need
opposed?
To recuse myself.
Understood. Any opposed? Hearing none, motion goes forward. We will draft a written warning that will be served on him and served to the personnel file. So what we can do is we can get that around so everybody has a chance to sign it and put something out here in the next probably week.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Does anybody want to volunteer to write that?
I don't mind writing it. That's fine.
I figured you would, because you're very eloquent. I mean, we read your letter in the last meeting, so you're fine with it. Okay, so the only other thing, considering how I had everybody here, and I totally forgot about this in January. So I'm not sure if everybody's aware that the transfer station has cameras, security cameras. Don't particularly know what the big security issue is at the dump, but there are security cameras that were purchased by Jim. They are only accessible from Jim's personal cell phone, and currently he refuses to give anybody the information in order to access those cameras.
Yeah, that's not right.
Ridiculous.
Correct.
Take them down.
I think that was the whole reason that we had voted in the past on Wi-Fi, was to put security cameras in.
Put security cameras in. Now, there is the possibility that you can have like a hardwired system that doesn't need, like, would have like a little TV and you could access it that way. If there was an issue with somebody dumping outside of hours, you could go back and see it and that sort of
thing. Which is good to have, you know.
Right.
Slip and fall.
Or a slip and fall, or, you know, something that we needed to have some kind of.
Might be able to get like a repeater from the town halls.
Well, there's actually a system that the fire department is thinking about using for this building.
Oh.
And it has, like, it's a little bit of an outlay, but it has like a DVR, so it like records it for a month. So that if you need to go back and check things, but it's a hard wire, like it doesn't require,
it's not a Wi-Fi. It's just on.
It doesn't require internet, nothing like that. It has the camera, it records the DVR, and so if
is that like what's in the town hall that
that Jonathan set up?
Yeah. I think so. I don't know. I don't think that's strictly
Wi-Fi. I don't know enough about it.
Neither do I. It was a step above just your kind of Wi-Fi.
But it basically does the parking lot.
Yeah, but I'm just saying that we're talking about the, like,
there's other cameras.
So
there's cameras.
So now let me ask you something.
Yes, sir.
If he's not letting us have access to the cameras now, how are we going to get access to the cameras after this?
So
his own personal cameras too.
Take them down.
Oh, he's going to take those down.
I mean, anybody could take them down.
Yeah. I was just curious. I wanted.
Yeah, and so I mean, obviously, you could do something that's like a Ring camera situation, where you can order them from wherever and then put them up, and it's still accessed by Wi-Fi, but everybody would have access to it because it would be a town. Like, the town didn't purchase these cameras.
Correct.
Jim did.
Right.
And because he purchased them, I think what he said in this office is, like, hell, I'm giving anybody access to my cameras. I think that might be the word for word, how he said it. And
that kind of sounds like this.
Yeah.
And so we could just take those down and install our own the town's cameras. And so there could be cameras in the front section where people come in case a slip or fall, or that come down the other side and then over at the trash, so that in case anything were to happen, there would be some kind of documentation of that.
I have a question about that. Yes, somebody who lives here.
Mm-hmm.
Why does he have the right to, as a person, when I go in and out,
we're talking about it.
Well, I know, but I'm like,
I think the word I use,
I'm like, take those down.
Yeah, like, as a former police officer, my word for that is voyeurism.
Yeah.
So, I don't.
Are there signs on the transfer station that says that?
No, there are not. No.
No, and this isn't a state where you have to post that.
We should, because everybody should know.
Should, but it's not a state
law. But it's not required by law that you have to be posted.
New Hampshire it is, Vermont no.
Gotcha.
Is there some reason he gives for doing it on his own dime?
No.
Nope. He just does.
Do we know what he does with it?
No, because he won't tell us that either.
So I
but it would cover his butt for this.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that maybe what we ought to do is maybe make a motion to amend the contract with the transfer station to specifically outlaw personally owned security recording devices.
You shouldn't have to do that.
You shouldn't. But in this particular case,
yeah.
Oh, this is painful.
Because it's personal.
Organ. Welcome to the job.
You're killing it, Ben. Where's comments?
There's nobody yelling at us right now. Look, you gotta,
we don't yell.
Get broke in, man.
It's true.
I'm not yelling. I'm saying there's nobody from
nobody,
the public.
I will tell you, we don't usually get people yelling at us.
That's good.
We are so
fortunate here.
We are really fortunate. Okay, so you want to make a motion to amend the contract.
The contract.
To. We can't say outlaw because that makes it sound like the contract is illegal.
Prohibit.
That's a good word.
There you go.
Personal
security cameras.
I mean, God, so can't we just take them down, put something on something?
Well, maybe it should say personal video recording equipment.
Devices.
Yeah.
Surveillance.
Yeah,
surveillance
because security. Yeah.
I can't believe we got to go through adjust the whole thing. Have them sign it again without just saying
what's
you're taking them down.
What What is the contract we're talking about that we're going to put this in?
It's the one that said it, no, it's the actual contract between the towns.
Between the towns.
That states, like, you know, it's got like 7 or 8 bullet points, you know, like the one that says, like, if the transfer station closes, we split that one.
50-50, whatever's left.
You have the property.
How about in the letter that we write to him?
I mean, you can make a motion that you are going to include this security camera situation in the written warning as well.
Right, versus making a whole extra amendment.
Okay, so hold on. First, we're on the first motion that we're going to...
So do we have a second for the initial motion?
We're going to adjust the contract to say no.
I'll make a second so we can move it along.
Okay.
And then I will draft it.
So first off, all in favor of the amendment to the contract to prohibit cameras? In favor, signify saying aye.
Aye.
Okay.
Opposed? Okay, hearing none, it passes. Now...
Nah, we're gonna table that for a minute.
Okay.
Because she brings up a good point. What if he wet slippery stairs or something like that because he's mad at... He might slip and fall or something of this nature.
Well, I mean, we can have cameras here from... Depending on
what... Well, but
we can put...
Wait until we get a new setup in and then...
No, I see what you mean.
Yeah.
I see what you mean.
And then, okay. Okay. Well, I mean, obviously, he's going to read this and hear the audio tomorrow.
He's going to listen to this, like, on Friday.
Yeah.
I don't go there anyways.
That'll make for a sunny green up day.
That's right, green up day.
Not this Saturday.
It's in
May.
Oh,
thank goodness.
Oh, it's in May. Okay.
It's all recorded.
If he's going to hear this, then you should just put it in the letter so he has to think about it.
So obviously we just need a motion if you want to.
It's fine by me. Does anybody want to?
I'll make a motion that we ask Jim to remove his personal security cameras.
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Aye. Hearing none. Motion forward. We'll provide that in the written warning.
Something different.
Okay.
And maybe anybody who knows any kind of anything about cameras, if they want to,
I have people.
Then let me know, and we can get it ordered and taken care of.
So do we want like a security system that has a TV and DVRs and all this stuff? It's an expense, however.
It's an investment.
It's more dependable.
The DVR might be good as far as actually working the facility where you're like, you know, in theory, not sitting and playing on your phone, but doing something and you're like, oh, somebody's out there at the thing.
Well, there's that. And then the second thing is if there's no Wi-Fi, that means I don't have to pay for the internet. Thus, they can't sit on their phones and watch TV all day.
How much does the Wi-Fi cost a month over there?
It's $80 a month.
And why do they have it?
It was initially for security cameras.
For the security cameras.
That wound up being personally owned.
I've got an acquaintance that's in the security business.
That would be great.
I'll find out what he can do, what packages are available, what he suggests, what it's going to cost, all these things, and we can talk about it.
At the town hall, we've worked with Jonathan Potter. He does security. He does IT for St. Johnsbury Academy, and he lives in Wheelock. So he set up the system at the county.
Pretty reasonable, that one. And that was the whole discussion.
We try not to bug him too much.
Right.
The less expensive Wi-Fi only thing with the cloud. We went a step up a little to have the DVR, I'm pretty sure.
I don't know that much about how it works technically. But there's stuff about who has access to it.
Mm-hmm. Yes, because then you need the next policy.
That's very important.
Yeah. I will put that on my
policy list. You don't want someone who just has an issue with someone working in the office coming in and wanting to get access to the recording.
Because we had that issue with somebody robbing all the mailboxes going up Sutton Road. So immediately somebody came down and said, I want to see those the video recording right off the bat. And you said, no, when it comes through the state police or the mail office, then we can go through it.
But just to turn it over to a private entity.
So there is that policy that we have written up for that.
Maybe I'll email Aaron and we don't have to reinvent the wheel.
Right.
Yeah.
I think that would be good.
Yeah.
Okay. Should it also include the select board being able to see it? In case it's something, you know, less, that's not a crime. You know, somebody
right.
put something in a dumpster that they weren't supposed to. Like, it'd be nice to know who put...
It caught on fire.
A freezer in a construction dumpster.
Well, I think that was the reason that we were asking for access anyway. It was something to do with... I'm trying to remember what it was.
So Jim had come in and said, like, he had complained because somebody put a... chest freezer right. in the open top
that's
instead
literally
of putting
this.
It okay. in the metal thing.
Oh, I've heard this. That's what I was.
And yep. was complaining about that, and so we.
That was those after of, there was already cameras. Though,
that was after there was already cameras.
He wanted to put another one.
Another one that. To so that
so
he,
on
you
the
know,
open top
on yeah. the open top.
Yeah.
Which spurred a whole lot of other conversation about what you're supposed to be doing while you're at the transfer station, but.
Okay, well, stay focused here.
Yeah.
So I think, yeah. So I think that covers. Unless anybody has any other business to bring up.
Okay, so Anne emailed me earlier today. So this is not on the agenda.
Okay.
Thank you, Anne.
That's classic Anne.
That's last minute, she's like, "Let's get this."
She starts meeting anything to add on the agenda. Nobody says anything. Well, I have several.
So this was a complaint that was made. It looks like on yesterday.
Oh.
At the Wheelock station, about at the Wheelock town clerk, about the stickers.
Oh,
oh actually, I wanted to ask about the stickers because I wasn't part of the select board at the time and the joint meeting happened about the stickers, and I didn't know if we could talk more about that.
Yeah.
I wouldn't
sure.
have brought this
I wouldn't know more about that. Today.
Except for this
thanks, you got a couple.
Gentleman has, I mean, I think he has a medical issue.
Correct.
And that, I mean, that's not, that's different from your...
So I read this.
Yep.
And I'm going to refer back to the job description. Required to help all those customers that are handicapped or in need of assistance. That's their job.
Yep.
Yep.
So if somebody has an issue because it's a $3 bag and they can't lift it, it's their job to help them get the bag out and put it in the recycling, put it in
into
the
dumpster.
Yeah, but isn't this gentleman's concern is he likes to be able to get rid of his bags
weekly.
Frequently.
That, and that's
and
not
that's
the
fine.
First time
and,
I've heard that, where they don't make a lot of trash, they don't want it to
right.
be
and I looked,
there for
I looked
3 weeks.
It up because I wasn't sure what happened with, what are you supposed to do with... what is it called?
Medical waste.
Medical waste.
Oh.
And you are, it is supposed to go in the landfill.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
So my thought is then he would bring his bag every week like he currently does.
Yep.
Put a sticker on it.
But what he's saying is he normally gets the dollar bag, not
yeah.
the $3 bag, which is not the first time I had people say that to me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then I did have a thought, well, we had discussed originally, we'll have stickers, $1 sticker and $3 sticker. And then we're like, well, that's getting complicated.
Rip the sticker in half.
I was just thinking that.
What if
you had it a three-way sticker?
Well, I will say right now, if I try to explain, let me explain what Mark explained. Mark Buonanno, who's on our road crew. And when he lived in Lindenville, I think, they had a $3 sticker. If you used a 50-gallon bag, you had to put 2 stickers on it.
Uh-huh.
If you had a... kitchen bag, you tore the sticker in half. Now, we can obviously make the motion to change this now, but just be warned of the absolute heartburn every resident is going to have because
right.
we already said it
right.
one thing at town meeting and got all of our information across, and now in the last month, well, 2 months, we will have to pivot and teach everybody a new thing, which I don't care. Everybody knows me. I have a heart of stone. I don't care. But
good for you.
Just so we're aware, you will be getting complaints, and people are going to be like, "What are you doing?"
I will say, if they're
going to
change it,
they'll like
it.
I'm hoping that they will like it, and then
yeah.
we can see how that works. And if it works, then we'll just say 2 stickers, 50-gallon. 1 sticker, 30-gallon, half a sticker, kitchen size.
How many sizes?
Let me say one thing about this before we, when I can get everybody's attention.
Yeah.
Sorry.
This is also coming from the dump.
Oh, yeah.
This is also coming from Jim.
100%.
Because he does not think stickers are going to, we're going to lose money on stickers. We're never going to get ahead on stickers. everybody's going to be printing stickers on their own.
Right.
Sure.
He's got, yes, he's got every single negative thing coming up with this that I get hit every time I go with.
Okay, so I'm going to refer back to the job description.
And I understand what you're saying.
Yeah.
I'm just bringing it up.
So I'm just referring back to the job description. Why would we need to do two written warnings today?
Why is he concerned about that? I wonder what reasons one might be concerned.
He said we're going to lose money because it's going to cost us more money. And I explained to him when we went from the bags to the stickers, we're saving a considerable amount of money.
We, as the taxpayers, are saving just about $16,500.
I know that, but outside of the technical reason for us to do it, why would a person who is there worry about a change in that?
I have no. That's just.
That's the $64,000 question.
Yep, I agree.
I could, you know, and I don't want to throw out there things that people say, but.
And I think that that's probably very reasonable. But when it comes down to it, we definitely had a solid discussion going into why we did $3 versus a $4, $5, $6.
Yep, or even a one.
Right, and I think right now it just makes sense. Let's go forward with a single objective in mind. Give it the 6 months. We're going to obviously meet again in December, January.
July. We'll only have a month. Yeah.
Right, but I think by December or January, we should have a better accounting of where we're at financially, because right now, one of the big issues, that one of the reasons we went over the stickers in the first place was because we don't have any accounting whatsoever that comes out of the dump. We know that they give us money to deposit, but we have no idea how many bags were sold, whether they were small, whether they were large, whether they were contractor.
Whether
we don't have any idea.
Or the barrels,
right? How many bags were exchanged?
Yeah, or how many dark colored bags came in that weren't ours that they paid for?
So
I wonder if that's relative to my question. A couple questions.
It very well
could be.
So either way, if we do it this way, A, it's eliminating all money down at the dump. Period.
And that's the biggest thing we wanted to do.
Right. So it alleviates any concerns over. Obviously, there's concerns of embezzlement. Everybody has that. But there's also concerns of false allegations of embezzlement.
Right.
So it protects liabilities on both the towns
and the employees.
Yep. It gives us better accounting. We'll have an idea of how many stickers are sold, because one thing somebody mentioned today was they heard one of the recordings or one of the statements made that stickers were being sold at cost to the Wheelock store. I made sure to reiterate that at cost meant at the cost of the sticker, not at the cost of purchasing said sticker, like 50 cents.
So, they're making the markup on it? Yeah.
Yeah, right.
We're selling it to the store at
the they won't make any money on the sticker.
That's what I got.
I've had that same conversation with somebody.
Yeah. Logistically, we're running out of bags, maybe.
Because obviously at town meeting it was discussed that about the bag situation, that anybody who has bags left over, on the 1st of June, it's not like all the bags you bought are no longer useful. Like, you can use your bags until they run out.
Yeah.
So we have $0 bags left.
Oh, yeah.
Because people came in and bought like 5, 6, 7 rolls.
Oh no, they bought the whole box.
Cases.
Right. Mm-hmm. So
I think they were
now
fearful.
Right. Yeah. So now people, now the only thing, who knew we'd have
they
a
like their dollar
bags.
And I think some of that also originated
yep.
in certain locations.
But also, it's true, if you don't make a lot of trash because you recycle and you're one person, and then you don't want the trash bag there for 3 weeks, even though it's a little guy.
And I know that the state made this law because they thought that it would help people recycle. Because
and it doesn't.
No. And it doesn't, because that's what back roads are for, and that's where the trash ends up.
Yep.
Because I live on one.
Yeah,
I know,
and we
one
go
of my
to Green Up.
Right. The week before Green Up, they just.
Yeah. And you know, like we said before, too, I reserve the right to be wrong. And if we have to adjust prices down the road, we can adjust prices.
And that's what I said,
or even policy, because I think ripping it in half is we're still, we don't have to change the sticker.
Right.
We just have to.
Right.
So how you I've been roll explaining it, out to people it that way that because we have no accounting and there's no way to reconcile what to charge.
I think we're
this
all.
This is like a 6 month, we're doing it. It's just a trial period. And then in January, I can come with numbers so we can actually extrapolate some information and then adjust it accordingly.
Mm-hmm. Does that answer any of your questions?
Yeah.
Thank you. I'm glad because it did beat
so logistically, again. Though, we've got the stickers on order.
They're here. You want to see them?
Oh, yeah.
I think my question was really around, like, I think in the letter that got sent out, was it said one sticker per bag, mm-hmm. but it doesn't say the size of the bag. So my concern was that people would take like 4 kitchen trash bags, put it in a big contractor mm-hmm. bag, and put one sticker on it.
Yep.
Yeah, but if somebody else
and,
is coming,
and that's why we went to 3 instead of 1 and 2.
Right.
Is because we thought maybe we'd get a little bit.
Boy.
More.
I feel like Vanna White gets going
to that. But
that's
the thing.
So that's trash.
But I still, even if it put them all in one. I mean, that's what we do at home, right?
Yeah, we get the $2
bag.
Kitchen bags
and put them
in. Because our kitchen trash is like 6 gallons. Like, we have a drawer one, so it's very small. So we put like 4 of those bags in the $2 bag and take it.
But if we find out the contractor bags are taking up a lot of that space, or if we, you know, find that we're not turning the negative, not negative
high visibility.
But I can see where this guy has a, mm-hmm. you know,
and it has a line down the middle.
Like,
so
if
one
he has just one kitchen bag, he's paying $3, where somebody's pulling a contractor bag and still paying $3.
Yes, and it is.
Yeah.
It isn't. It is. I don't know. It's not really a perfect world in this
right.
at all. And it was so hard to come up with a price.
Mm-hmm.
We could have gone to a more expensive price and a lower price, but then we would have had 2 stickers right off the bat, and we were trying to see how it worked.
Well, it just seems like it would make sense to have like one sticker be $2 for a kitchen bag, and then a contractor bag be 2 stickers.
So that's what we're saying. So, mm-hmm. you know, like take this 6 months to figure out what the sales actually are.
Yeah.
Yep. And then if we need to, you have the $3 sticker, and if you need to, we can adjust it at the January meeting and say, okay, we're selling, you know, like we're doing fine. I think that a lot of people are looking for just the single bag, and, you know, we can adjust it to say, you know, contractor bags 2, regular bag 3, or the 1, mm-hmm. and then a kitchen bag, uh-huh. tear the sticker in half.
And I want to say that we, please correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe we discussed some of the other prices around for trash.
And we were, and even at 3, we were way low.
Right.
We are like the lowest trash in the state.
Yeah.
I guess even with that lower price though, does it like...
And we don't, and the other thing is we don't even charge for the open top.
Right.
No,
a lot of towns charge for anything that goes in the open top.
Right.
You know, a pickup load, a trailer
load.
Per
the state statute, we have to charge enough for just the compactor to cover the cost of the compactor.
How are wages paid?
Through taxes.
Yeah, so all the operational stuff. So because we have to pay for the recycling to get picked up, and you know, the only thing, and we make money from the metal, but the open top gets picked up and bulky day gets picked up. So that's all like the operational budget. And then you have the trash budget, which is just like the bags, the stickers,
and
then the income. And that's obviously with the exception of the metal is our only income is the trash. So by buying the stickers this year, we were able to reduce the transfer station budget by like $5,000 or $6,000 for both towns.
Mm-hmm.
Which obviously is always my goal, is to keep taxes as low as possible. So each town, I think the end budget for each town was like $35,000 and some change. So if you extrapolate that out per household, like, it is the cheapest trash in the state
for getting rid of.
And you can take up everything there.
And the highest paid employees.
And the highest paid employees.
I think it's $49 for Myers to come to my house for a month.
$49?
And they do recycling and trash.
Have y'all ever heard of weighing the garbage?
Oh, yes. And the problem with that is, that's what they do in St. Jay, if mm-hmm. you're bringing in anything other than household trash.
Yeah, you know, it's expensive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's like, I want to say it's $100 a ton.
$212.50.
$212 now?
$212.50.
Yeah. Oh, so you just went in.
I go there quite regularly.
Plus the
then
price
the
scale.
Cost to us is we'd have to...
Yeah.
Taxpayers would have to foot the bill for a scale and all of that.
You have to have it certified
right.
twice a year.
Yep.
Oh my God.
That's
when it breaks.
Right.
Right. And there's other, there are other transfer stations around that definitely use the way.
Yeah.
Plus, I mean, if you go up to the dump up in
Coventry and then St. James.
Right. So it's there, but it is an extremely expensive one. We've also looked a little bit at the no sort, zero sort recycling.
Right.
But right now it won't fit in with the way the facility's set up. So.
And I will say the zero sort is more expensive.
Right.
This is a small town, and you know, there's a lot of elderly people in it. So thank you, doing a good job for that.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
We definitely appreciate the positive feedback.
Write that down.
Yes. All yes. Right. We'll make a note of that.
It's a recording. It'll be in the minutes.
So, anything else pressing?
Anybody else?
No.
Entertain a motion to adjourn? Or, I'm sorry, Andy.
No, just quickly. So I'm going to call him back, but I'm going to, just, you know, as a courtesy.
Sure.
So I'll just tell him that we're doing a pilot, essentially, and
we respect the right to change.
And if he needs help, he is supposed, like, he can ask the attendant, and they are required.
If he hits the horn, I know, because Alexis came down with the new car system. I had the key in the car, opened the door, stepped out, and a horn honked. So she opens the door, she's like, oh, it's you.
Oh, yeah. Huh.
But,
okay.
But yeah, so if somebody honks, she's been coming out and helping people with the trash.
Okay, good to know.
So she's right there over the, she's been usually working that side.
I will say to yours that within the last year, since they have been pretty much, Lexi stays up top and Jim stays down below.
Yeah, that's what I've seen.
So I make a motion to adjourn. If nobody else has anything else.
I second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All right, we will adjourn at 7:30 p.m.